69.0 EDG 01210620260810 Audio. Let's talk about instrumentation now. Yes, we're still discussing the windows. As you probably guessed, transmitting sound is a safety measure for the SSV, but there's more to it. Here I'm thinking about vibrations. I don't believe it's necessary to install specific vibration sensors in this area. A microphone, by definition, measures the vibration generated by a sound. Whether we're talking about sound or noise, a microphone is capable of recording variations in these variables. By the way, do you know the difference between noise and sound? Sound is simply harmonized noise, meaning pleasant to the ear, and that's all. That's already two variables related to instrumentation, noise and sound. An algorithmic processing system will easily be able to distinguish between them and generate differentiated alarms when necessary. Another variable now is brightness. Is it possible to use this variable as a proximity detector? In space, a form of brightness exists. If a spacecraft or celestial body blocks the light reaching the window, have we detected a mass? The answer is yes. Again, an algorithm is capable of detecting the difference between a drop in brightness, in quotes, normal, and the proximity of a celestial body or a spacecraft near the window. In research, would it also be possible to measure the brightness of a celestial body and estimate a distance based on this variable? Here, I'm thinking of our sun and a direct line of sight to it. This should work with a reference point to calibrate this brightness. Now, temperature. As mentioned previously, I still don't know the impact of adding sensors directly to the windows. However, temperature measurement using a mechanical sensor and a camera should be able to transmit the temperature to the acquisition system without risking structural damage to the window. Here, I'd like to raise a point. I've repeatedly wondered how to overlay digital information onto images without compromising their detail. For example, if the window is circular, the camera's image area might be slightly larger than the window itself. In this case, the overlapping area could be used to include digital information directly on the image without compromising the image's detail. An identification mark on the window's edge should also be included. Another variable is pressure. Normally, a gas should be present in this area. Measuring the pressure can therefore provide direct information about the temperature and also about a possible partial or total break in the window. This additional sensor could be integrated into the camera housing. To eliminate any ambiguity, what was mentioned previously applies to the area between the interior window and the end of the plug. Another point concerns the plug's positioning sensor. Should it be placed in the same area, or within the SSV's habitable zone? Both approaches are valid, however, for the sake of simplicity, we believe it's preferable to install this sensor within the SSV's habitable zone. This brief analysis remains basic, but it serves as a starting point for the instrumentation. We also believe it will greatly assist in the design process. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is June 21, 2026.